Nobody's rocking with him like that.
I don't think anybody's rocking with him because Jimmy Butler has changed since he first came in the league.
It can't just be Derrick Rose changing. Jimmy has to change too. Jimmy's going to have to change.
I don't see Jimmy changing. I don't.
It's the future.
Down and Distance.
On WGNRadio.com.
Live, everybody. We live. Go ahead, Sean. I'm gonna let you kick it off, man.
Facebook Live segment we do right here, Down a Distance, each and every week. Sean Davis at SD2Mics on Twitter. Got my guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Jared Payton at Payton Son. That's the S-U-N, not the S-O-N. If you get the S-O-N, you're getting this guy, Jaden, a beast on the soccer field. Little switch hitter in baseball, man. Yes. Everything it is. Let's get into it. Basketball, NBA, locker rooms. We've seen locker rooms fall apart here in Chicago, mm-hmm. and we've seen it result in ninth place.
Yes.
Possibly not making the playoffs. We're looking at lottery balls, right?
Yes.
We thought the balls bouncing for us in the summer will be playoff basketball, but it looks like we're going to be sitting there with the commissioner hoping that the balls bounce our way once again and we get lucky with another Derrick Rose pick. Out in L.A., though, before
yes.
we get to the Chicago Bulls.
Talk about it.
Balls going in the wrong direction. One Nick Young got caught by a youngster on his team, D'Angelo Russell, first pick, number two overall pick in this year's draft. Sold his teammate out. Caught his teammate on video in the hotel room talking about his experience with the 19-year-old. Of course, he's engaged to superstar Iggy Azalea.
Yes.
According to ESPN's Ramona Shelburne, that covers the Los Angeles Lakers, things have gotten quite nasty. According to those close to the situation, seems like there's a big rift with that team. They went up to Utah, Kobe's last game in Utah, and the next thing you know, they end up losing. They were once down by 53 points. The Utah Jazz, they were honoring Andre Kirilenko,
uh-oh.
AK-47. One of their tweets,
what?
In honor of AK-47,
what?
Utah leads by 47.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
They did it for AK-47. Now, look,
what
we can get into it.
What do you
want
to get into?
I spoke to you before we talked, came on air this morning. You've been in locker room situations surrounding
yes.
females. You know how nasty it can get.
Yes.
But the biggest question for me is trying to figure out how this thing came to light. Not the fact that he actually filmed this.
But.
Because that falls directly on him and his immaturity.
Yes. I mean,
how did it get out?
Well, it seems like it had to get out because of him having this on his phone, actually taping it, and then nowadays with these young kids, what they love to do is show the videos. They love showing their friends the videos and letting everybody see what's going on. And then when you let your friends see the video, 5-6 times down the line, someone okay. goes, hey.
So he's like, this is like Menace to Society.
Menace
with
to Society,
dog,
yeah.
Chauncey.
Let me get a VHS
let me get
tape.
Let me get a copy of that tape.
Let me get the
let
tape.
Let me get a copy.
And so what they're doing, he goes and sends it to a friend who he thinks that is close to him, that's been around him for a long period of time, and then has something, and now can there those people out there, those certain websites or Twitter accounts or whatever that want that material and that will buy it from you for a price. And if you are looking for money to make a quick come up, send that video out real quick. Get how much they're sending to you. But now you look at the situation now, he can't ever be trusted in that locker room anymore.
Right.
He will never be trusted. Now, both of us.
Now, not just that locker room. It's a possibility in any locker room.
Any locker room. Both of us, happily married men. How long you been married for?
I'm going on 16 next month.
I'm on 7 right now, just this past March 4th.
Yeah.
We don't condone any of this.
No.
No. No cheating. It's not a good thing.
But the truth of the matter is, if I'm sitting in a room with Nick Young.
Yes.
And I'm married, I'm sitting up there laughing at what he's saying. We're boys.
Yeah, we're boys. We're supposed to be talking and it's.
That's not time for me to be judgmental of what he's doing.
No.
He's telling me what's going on.
And so.
And I'm sitting there like, for real?
It,
really?
Sean, it blows my mind because. It goes back to just the way that I always think. Listen, I'm not judging people. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody because I don't live their life. I can only live my life. And, you know, as fans, when we look at some of the things that happen in sports, we try to take it and either shame people.
Right.
Listen, That's how he lives his life. That's not how I live my life. But if you're having a conversation with one of your boys or one of your teammates, it's the unwritten code in the locker room. And being in locker rooms all my life, I've seen it. You know, there's things that people have told me and shared with me in locker rooms that it doesn't need to be put out there.
Right.
You know, that's for that guy who I was in that locker room and whoever he's in the relationship with. Listen, you tell me something, just because you tell me doesn't mean that it has to leave this locker room.
I don't know what type of ceiling he has, but he caught Kobe-itis in that locker room.
Oh,
because Kobe Bryant did the same thing with Shaquille O'Neal years ago. And whatever was left in that Lakers locker room, D'Angelo Russell has caught it. And it's gotten this bad.
So, real quick.
According to ESPN LA.
Yeah, keep going.
Right? It's gotten so bad that team breakfasts on the road, no one is sitting with this dude.
Nobody.
No one. No one. Now, that's real high schoolish. It's real high schoolish. Right? But I'm going to tell you what to solve all this.
Whoa.
I have the solution.
Hold on. Team stream, NBA video. The Russell Nick Young tape was meant as a Snapchat prank, sources are telling Bleacher Reports. I'm gonna click into the story. Click in the story.
Okay, if that's the truth, then that explains why at the end of the video, why D'Angelo Russell says thank you for saying this on my video, and then Nick Young says, huh?
And then it ends. Oh. If he's sending out, we all know what Snapchat is. So if you're sending out on Snapchat, then the thing that you're doing is you're either sending it to a couple friends,
right?
Or you're sending it out in your story. Hopefully he didn't send it. I know he didn't send out in the story because it would have been big. Everybody,
bigger.
It would have been huge.
Yeah.
So he just sent it around to a couple of people that are on his friends list. Either way, though, we got a caller. I'm calling in. Listen, you guys get a chance to call in if you like right now. 312-644-4110. Hit us up right now. I put it all in there. Hold on. Let me bring whoever it is up onto the line. Let me see who it is. Down a distance. Who is this?
Hey, is this Jared?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, buddy. I just wanted to piggyback what you guys were talking about. You went to University of Miami, correct?
Yes, I did.
I just was thinking back as you guys were talking. You guys are just the most articulate, thought-provoking people. I love the show. But I was thinking back to when the University of Miami football players put out that video when Greg Olsen was on the team, you know, former player. And, you know, they made that video, and I watched it, and they're all laughing and joking. And I think there's just a culture amongst certain players, not all, but they have a blatant disrespect, I think, for women. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong here by putting this out there, but, I mean, be it the world of rap music, be it athletes, be it society, I've always been raised to respect women and, you know, treat women with love and respect and dignity. And, you know, whatever guys talk about, be it in junior high school, college, adult life, whatever. I just think there are some things that, like you said, should just be left wherever. And I don't know. I was just always taught by my grandma to, you know, if you don't have something nice to say, you just don't say anything at all.
Well,
and
I mean, that really is. And honestly, we appreciate you giving us a call. It's a situation where we look at society, and I think we look at sports in a way because of sports being so big. That we look at sports to be able to guide either our kids or everything that's going on when it's really real life. And we started to see real life stuff that it spills over into the sporting world, whether it's domestic violence or whatever it is, drug abuse. We start to see that these athletes, we can look up to them, but as parents, we can't expect them to live these unbelievable lives and be saints because they're human beings just like we are.
Absolutely.
As people.
Yeah.
But when it comes to growing up, I think our society has kind of lost thought of what it means to be, and I think as males, and I'll say this as a man, to be a good person and also to be a man of respect and integrity and to, because that's the first thing that my dad taught me growing up as a kid. He always taught me, he said, one thing that you never do is you never put your hand on a woman, ever. You don't do that. And it's something that has carried on with me through life. And he also said, when you're walking through a door and you have a lady beside you, you open up the door, you make sure that she goes first.
Yeah, one of the things that I was always told is that anytime you have increase in any area, it's an inconvenience, right? So what we've had with each generation is an increase in freedom. They yes. want more freedom. They ask for more freedom. They exhibit more freedom. And with that, it becomes inconvenient because it goes across the barriers and the structure that was set there for a reason. There's a reason why you have order. We didn't see certain results in the world, mm-mm. right? And now with all this social media, the expression, the freedom of expression, and each generation feeling like they want to express themselves even more, we start to see everything pour into things. The locker room was sacred in sports.
Yes, it was. It was a
place still viewed as being sacred.
And that's where we have even these issues now when we look at just the past couple of
just
weeks.
Whether it's this issue, the White Sox going back to the Bulls and issues supposedly with Derek and Jimmy, there's something wrong when you start to allow the inconvenience of increase and the increased freedom because of social media and because of things that have come into place now. There has to be something set up to say it can't be allowed in here. Yeah. It just can't because you see the results we get with these type of happenings.
Hey, appreciate your call. Thank you for calling in.
Your father was one of my biggest role models and idols in sports. I absolutely loved watching him play football. He is my idol.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We will keep in touch and hope you enjoy the podcast.
Love it. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
And we continue the conversation with our guy Greg from Lockport calling in to Down and Distance right here. Greg, how you doing?
How you doing, Jarrett?
What's going on, Greg?
I just want to let you know, man, I know this is just a little off the subject, but I just wanted to reach out to you. I just want to let you guys both know I love the show and I love the live stuff that you do. But Jarrett, my man, I met you last year at the Foundation 5K in Yorkville. I was the blonde-haired guy. I just recently got a tattoo of your dad on my arm because he inspires me to be the best that I could be every day and not give up no matter what I do. And I like your quotes that you post every morning that just say, be great today. I just want to let you know, man, the spirit lives on, and I'm just keeping it going, brother.
I appreciate it, Greg, man. You just sent chills down my spine, man. That's the reason why it's about, you know, you never know who you're going to impact on a daily basis. And every single morning, not only do I put those quotes out for everybody else, but it's stuff that I need as well, man, because we're all a work in progress. It's never finished. And every single day we wake up, we get a chance to do great things. And so I feel like we all got greatness inside of us. So I just appreciate you. And I'm so glad that you enjoy the podcast live. We decided to start doing this for people just because we wanted people to have a good time, man, while they're maybe on their lunch break or, you know, sitting at their cubicle. We wanted to entertain them as well. And shouts out to Lockport, man. My boy Nick Setta from Lockport.
Greg, are you a Bulls fan?
What's that?
You a Bulls fan?
I am definitely a Bulls fan. I am definitely a Derrick Rose fan, whether anybody likes it or not. You know what? I just hope that, you know, in the next year or so, they could just get it going, man. It just seems like once Tibbs left, a lot of things just sank, and this is only my opinion. I can't expect anybody to agree with me, but I really thought that they had better shots and they were making playoffs when Tibbs was around, and it just seems like right now things are just not where they need to be with the new coach. I just don't think that the coaching was the problem, but that's just my opinion, guys.
All right, Greg. Well, we appreciate you, man. Have a great day, okay?
All right. Be great today, buddy.
All right. Take care.
You too.
We will figure this out because I can't get the speakers right now. I don't know how we get the speakers to work so everybody that's watching can hear our caller. So hopefully
we'll
figure that out. If we don't figure it out today, we will figure it out by next week.
It's crazy.
It's crazy to
kind
of think about.
Iggy Azalea this morning. This is her tweet.
I saw her tweet.
Oh, her tweet was crazy.
Her tweet was like,
she says, I see D'Angelo Russell is trending. I actually liked his film. Thanks, bro.
So
see, at this moment, before this tweet, I was talking with our guy Brian Crawford, and I said Nick Young needs 5 minutes in a locked room.
Five?
That's the start. You want to start to make amends for this situation? Give me 5 minutes in a locked room. Just five. After this tweet, it went up to 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm Nick Young, I need 10 minutes in a locked room with D'Angelo Russell.
Let's figure it out.
No, it's no figuring out. There's some things that's going to be going on. The time for talking is over.
Now that locker room is fracking. Now look, we're talking about the fracking.
You're a 19-year-old.
Someone needs to.
You have to realize you are in a grown man's game.
It is. It's a different. We're talking about professional
sports. This is not
sports.
High school anymore.
Yeah.
Pranks like this in high school, ha ha he he. Pranks like this in the real world, it's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing.
All right. Listen, I just wanted to touch on the subject.
And I'm not saying that that's something Nick Young should do.
No.
But I promise you that's how he feels. I guarantee you Nick Young wants to do something to that young man.
Yo,
I guarantee it.
Lil Jon right now on the Facebook Live just said your boy's sweater is classic.
That's that geek.
Fashion Geek. Members only. So you got to be able to check out Fashion Geek as well. I know we got people on right now, and if you want to call in, call us right now, 312-644-4110.
Yeah, because we're getting ready to go to the south side.
Yeah.
Not the south side, the west side.
The west side. We'll go
to the south side. The south side and the west side, Texas, wherever these guys come from that's on this roster, because they must have come from a factory that had defaults and defects.
What's going on?
Because everybody on this roster
is
getting injured.
What's going on with the Bulls?
Nothing.
It seems like this year from the beginning of the season, Sean.
And look, I want people.
Hold up. Let's just go back the last two games, because this is what gets me.
The last two games before last night or including last night?
Including last night.
All right.
Games that you're supposed to win, you don't win. Games where I think that this team is going to lose, like last night, they find a way to beat the Pacers.
The Pacers were horrible last night, by the way.
I get it. But to me, that's how this season has been for the Bulls all season long, where it's been so inconsistent. And you can only start pointing fingers at people and try to figure out where it needs to be. But I feel like the whole organization is at a blame, because this team is not better off right now with Fred Hoiberg. You're going to tell me that I know it's all speculation.
Yeah.
Tom Thibodeau is here. You look at numbers offensively and defensively with this team, they are worse than they were when Tom was here.
Man, I would love to be that guy. Still getting paid.
What do you think he's laughing
still
right now?
Still getting paid. Consulting with the Warriors. Getting paid.
Just getting
How's
paid.
How's that? Getting paid. And now you're consulting with the champs, possibly to be back-to-back. With other teams coming after you this summer. Man, it feels good to be a gangster.
So what do you do? What is it? Do you blow it all up? And does Gar and Pat's...
What do you want to see come April?
Oh, I
want the last week of April. Do you want balls bouncing in the United Center?
I would love
it. Or
do
you want balls bouncing in Secaucus?
No.
New Jersey?
No, I need... I'm looking for something to happen. I need the Bulls to figure this thing out.
This is horrible. And this... These two situations, the Bulls and the Lakers, might eventually be connected.
Ooh, elaborate, please.
Derrick Rose might end up.
Oh, man, I knew you were going D. Rose.
In L.A. with KD. I'm going to start it right now.
That's what you're starting it right
this
now?
This might be connected. Right? The core. We already know the Bulls, the core they're moving forward with.
Yeah.
Nico, Portis, Jimmy. Right?
Yes.
That's the core moving forward. Doug McDermott. Derek, one more year in this contract? He's out of here, free agent. 20 points per game. Playing pretty good.
I mean, after
the last 40 games.
Let me just tell you, this All-Star break, after the All-Star break,
yeah.
Derek Rose has not been an issue for this Bulls basketball team.
Let me tell you this. Derek is doing this, and you know Derek's my guy.
Yes.
I love Derek Rose.
I know he is.
Derek's doing this. Giving you about 75%. Derrick Rose isn't even giving 100%. Derrick Rose is doing this in spurts.
Oh, so
he'll spurt for three minutes.
He's giving you.
He'll drop 6 points.
Okay.
He'll spurt another 3 minutes and give you another 6. You look up at the end of the night, he has 24, 25 points.
But I need to ask you a question.
Not condoning that.
No, I know. I know you're not condoning it. Listen, I know when it comes to basketball mind, I defer to you anyway, because that's what you do. But when you look at basketball as this team moving forward, because talking to people the last couple of weeks, people are talking about keeping Derek here in Chicago, which can Jimmy and Derek both coincide on the court moving forward if that was going to be the case?
From a basketball standpoint?
From a basketball standpoint. Not friends in the locker room, not any of that stuff for going out to Benihana's and making sure you got the shrimp, I got the steak. Can they coincide on the basketball court together? Because that seems to be an issue. And I put that to
I was
two
going
guys.
To say no.
Two,
I was going to say no.
Okay.
I was going to say no. But there is a small chance that this works. All right? I'm going to use the analogy of the Miami Heat. D-Wade, LeBron James have the same type of game.
Yeah.
The same type of game. The only reason it worked is because they were friends. And because they were friends, somebody had to be the bigger person and take a step back. That was D-Wade. He took a step back, let LeBron be the leader on the court, but he was still the guy in Miami. It was and will forever be Wade County.
It will be Wade County.
Regardless of whether or not LeBron was there.
And at that time, LeBron, and people still seem to this day, best player on the planet at that time when he was in Miami.
If Derek somehow can become the bigger person in this thing, and I think Derek has tried to be the bigger person because he hasn't said anything in response to anything that's come via leak from Jimmy's people or anything that Jimmy said in the locker room, Derek hasn't said a word. If Derrick Rose can be the bigger person and take a step back and realize that Chicago is his, Chicago is D. Rose. This is his town. When it all goes down, Chicago is going to rock with D. Rose, except for the small minions that follow the leaks and the reports and the false reports. So with that said, take a step back. Let Jimmy be that guy on the court. Let Jimmy feel his ego. Let everybody massage his ego. Let Jimmy get whatever he needs to get on the court. But
it doesn't matter because Jimmy did whatever he needed to do, and he proved himself on the basketball court to be able to get his money, right? I praise him for that.
But see, why is the money an issue?
But hold up. And money is not the issue. That's not what I'm saying. He's done everything that he needed to do. He balled out, got his money.
He deserves it.
And he deserves it, right?
Absolutely.
It seems like in that locker room, just because of the bread that he got, it still seems that there's an issue with that leadership in that locker room, and nobody is rocking with him. Listen, nobody's rocking with him like that.
I don't think anybody's rocking with him because Jimmy Butler has changed since he first came in the league.
Okay, so it can't just be Derrick Rose changing. Jimmy has to change too. Jimmy's going to have to change. He has to change
coincide. I don't see Jimmy changing. I don't. We're looking at this honestly,
then it can't work.
I don't see Jimmy changing.
It can't work.
I don't. He believes he's the guy. He's the type of personality that he feels like he has a chip on his shoulder. He wants to be liked. He needs to be liked. He needs everybody's attention. That's the way he is. I'll give you a perfect example. What is Jimmy's friends and his crew, where do they sit?
Courtside.
Right in the center.
Yeah.
Where does Derek's boy sit?
Kind of like behind the basket.
Next to him. The only way you see them is from a certain camera view. They're just like Derek. We don't need to be seen. We don't need that shine. Jimmy and his crew.
Greg Johnson right now on Facebook Live says that it's Jimmy's team.
It has to be, right?
I mean, it has to be because of it moving forward.
Wait. Is Jimmy's team how?
It's Jimmy's team how, man. That's what we want to know, Greg. How is it Jimmy's team?
In what way? Because it's not Jimmy's team in the locker room. So if he's talking about the front office and some fans,
then yes.
Then fine. But if you're talking about in that locker room, it's nowhere near Jimmy's team. Nowhere. And if you think, I'll say this right now, I've been saying it. If you think you're going to win a championship with Jimmy Butler as your number one, you're sadly mistaken. And you haven't been watching basketball for a long time.
Ooh.
He's not that guy. And stop trying to make him be that guy. He's not a Kobe. He's not a LeBron. He's not a Tim Duncan. He's not on that level. Derrick Rose will never get back to that level.
No, Derrick was that guy.
Jimmy will never be that guy.
So you're saying, yeah, Jimmy will never win an MVP.
And I don't trust whether it's Derek, and Jimmy together, Derek by himself, or Jimmy by himself. I don't trust Gar and Pax to put the right pieces together around either.
See, we just figured it out. I mean, it's not rocket
science.
So
while we sit up here as fans and media and debate Jimmy and Derek and whose team it is, it's Jimmy's team. It doesn't make a difference.
Because
neither one is going to have the right pieces around them to win a championship.
Because of?
The front office.
There you
go. That's the problem.
There you go. I don't need anything else.
The front office. That's the issue. That's the issue, man. The front office. The White Sox had a championship team. The Bulls had a championship team. They fired their coaches for softer options, and you see what we have. A 14-year-old being called the leader in the White Sox organization, and Jimmy Butler, a guy that's never led anything in his life, being given the reins as a leader in the Bulls organization.
Listen, man, I got people on here saying that they wouldn't even give Jimmy all that money that he got.
I can't say that because bet on himself.
Troy said it's Jimmy's team because, one, he putting in work. D. Rose needs to play and stop crying. And Jimmy's good, but a superstar.
D. Rose needs to play and stop crying.
Yeah.
What is D. Rose cried? About what?
I think everybody equates the injuries to him crying or him not wanting to the general body soreness like he talks
Bro,
about
okay.
sometimes.
This is my thing. He missed this is going to end this right now. He missed two games because of general body soreness, right? That's the issue with everybody.
Yeah.
He played 22 NBA high level games with one eye.
Oh, and hold up.
Tell me who else does that.
And Fred Hoiberg came out and said that he shouldn't have been out on the court. I have a hard time saying that.
Wait. But Dan said early in the season, we're a better team with him out there with one eye. So what are you saying about your backups?
Well, we talked about this.
What are you saying about Kirk Heinrich and Aaron Brooks? When a one-eyed Derrick Rose
is better than those two.
With no training camp, is better. Once again, it goes at the front office. Man, stop falling for this hype. Stop falling for the battle of Jimmy and Derek. That's not what it's about.
It's not about that.
It's not about that. If we're talking about winning a championship.
It's about the people
that
are
above. It's about
the
front office.
And if they don't change.
Learning how to build a championship team and being able to draw high-level free agents here. They're incapable of doing it.
It's what it is.
And all we do is sit here and fuss and fight over who's better and whose team it is, Jimmy or Derek. Stop it. You caught the vapors. You caught the vapors.
Well, man, we went in 25 minutes, man. We gotta cool down just a little bit. Hot takes. That's what's next. Right now, there's a lot of stuff going on with these two
organizations. I'm going to have to bring D'Angelo back for hot takes, man.
All right. Well, as always, here on Down the Distance, we convert Jared Payton at Payton Sun, PAYTONSUN on Twitter. He's Sean Davis, SD2 Mikes on Twitter. Follow both of us. Also, if you need to catch maybe some older versions of the Down the Distance podcast, you can go to DAD Pod on Twitter. That's where you can get all of the archives. As always, we convert here on Down the Distance. We appreciate you.